Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is a bonus episode. I am Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA, and we are talking today, the dinner party from hell.
Season 1, episode 9.
If you have a Hulu subscription, they can all these episodes can be found there. So if you want to refresh yourself before you listen to this, press pause, get on Hulu, season 1, episode 9, finish it, and then press play. Otherwise, yes. Happy listening. Let's get going.
Okay, we're going to kick off with the taglines and tell you, kind of update you where the girls are in their lives. Mm-hmm. So this is Taylor. It may look like I have it all, but I want more. This is when Taylor's still with her now deceased husband.
Russell.
Yes, and She had just recently done a talk about how she was a child of domestic abuse.
Yeah.
Yes. Meanwhile, we didn't even know that her husband was abusing her.
Oof, we're really starting off dark here. Okay. In Beverly Hills, it's who you know, and I know everyone. This is LVP. LVP is still friends with Cedric. She's getting
Her storyline has never really changed.
No, and this is like, this is season one, too. So this is like our first intro to all of them. So this is like still when LVP wanted to be named Pinky. Remember she wanted that? Like she wanted everybody to call her Pinky. She wanted to be,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, Pinky Vandepump.
And this is when she lived across the street from Adrian Maloof. Mm-hmm. And they both lived in those like ginormous houses in like Beverly Hills. Like I feel like they were actually in like, were they in 90210?
No, I think they're in Bel Air, which is like super private and even richer than Beverly Hills.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Adrian. Money is what I have, not who I am. And let's not forget, Adrian left the show kind of abruptly and wouldn't come to the reunion because there was some bad press being put out about her family.
Is this? No, but that was not this first season, was it?
No. But like, let's just not forget that.
This is like, so when she's still with Paul. This is
the
like
Bickersons.
Yeah, he breaks. This is like the episode two where his son breaks his nose and she's like not even concerned about him. She's like, is the kid okay? Like, oh, this could be like really PTSD for him. And like Paul's
toughen up, Paul.
Yeah. Like Paul, like get it together. I also love too. This is like their houses were so big that remember like every episode with them, like Paul would be like, Adrian. And remember Benny the chef? He was like the drama, like always putting out stories.
Yes. There
he
was
hated
always
LVP.
Yes. There was drama between like that, like their help, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Maloofs and the Vanderpumps help. Like
no, it
their chefs were like warring.
No, it just was Ben. It was just Benny. He hated okay. LVP. Rocio still around would never ever say a bad word about LVP.
No.
Okay, so this is Kim. I was a child star, but now my most important role is being a mother. And like all of our kids at this point are 16 and older. Like it's right. Not like she's like a this young mom. Like, this is.
I mean,
pre-
you can tell some of these interviews like she's a little high.
This is like a couple of episodes right before you stole my goddamn house.
Right. This is before we knew she's like an alcoholic, and right. This is before their nose jobs, the Richardson's nose jobs. Kyle's like forehead looked huge to me. I don't know how she's gotten a smaller forehead.
Kyle has had the best glow up of any of these housewives. She Agreed. Looks so amazing now. Like this is like when she still was doing that one freaking front layer of hair that like just framed right under her chin. No other layers. And it was like, just like, it was like almost like, remember they
it's like two separate haircuts.
Yes, exactly. It was like almost like that was her normal hair length, and then she just put extensions in. But there was no other yeah. layer in the hair. It was only the front two pieces. So it was horrible. I was like, Pamela, the hairstylist, what were you doing?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Kyle, in a town full of phonies, I'm not afraid to be me.
Yes, and this is like when Portia was so cute and little.
Yeah, all the girls living at home. Mm-hmm. She's the mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. It's time for me to come out of my husband's shadow and shine. This is Camille, obviously. And boy, did she live up to that tagline.
Right. This is, so she's still with Kelsey.
Yes.
And he was shown in the show like, I remember when they went to that one event in the limo and she wore that, was it a red dress? Like a big red dress?
It was the Tonys and he was nominated.
Yeah. And then, like, they, like, quickly got a divorce after that.
Like, he was, like, he was all about her. He was all about her joining the show so, like, he would have more time to be with his flight attendant girlfriend that he ended up getting pregnant and is now married to.
Yeah.
Her name is
crazy.
Her name was Kate.
Yes.
Yes. And, like, he was like, oh, yes, I think that Camille would love to be on the show. And it's like, oh, you little fucking shithead.
Right.
You're all. And all also, men are horrible. Like,
I also always find it really interesting, like, in OC and Beverly Hills, like, Camille lives in Malibu, and freaking Kyle lives in where?
Now she lives in Encino.
No, but before that, where did they live
before? I think she was kind of in Bel Air adjacent as well. Like, it wasn't necessarily Beverly Hills proper.
Right, But they all, like, live... Well, Adrian and LVP live across the street from each other, but...
Yeah.
Like...
And then, Malibu, like, Kim to... lives, like, Kim, like, lived near Malibu as well. Like, Malibu's far, though. Like, Malibu's, like, 45 minutes to an hour. It's not down the street. But that's where Eileen lives. And then, like, you know, for present day, like, Erica Jane lives in Pasadena, which is, like, far. Like, none of them are very that central. But Orange County, Orange County, surprisingly, which is an entire county, they all started out living in Coto de Caza behind the gates.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting...
7 million people live behind the gates.
But yeah, okay. So basically what happens in this episode is that Camille... Like, this is all after the aftermath of New York, where Camille thinks that Kyle has said, oh, what are you doing for spring break? And Camille says she's going to Hawaii. And Kyle says, like, oh, with Kelsey? And she said, no. And then Camille thinks she heard Kyle say, oh, well, then why would they want to film you? And this is the whole, you're a fucking liar, Camille. This is
right.
So this is, like, all the aftermath of this, of, like, dealing with everything. And Camille and Taylor get together to talk about.
But it was also, it really was what Camille imagined. And I think she imagined it because she knew she was going to get a divorce from Kelsey.
Like, it was her insecurity.
That's my thought.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure that there had to be something that was, like, Kyle must have said something close to that, like, oh, they're filming you? Or I think Kyle said, I thought we got spring break off. So I said, oh, they're filming you, because I didn't realize that anybody was filming that week. I think that's what happened, and Camille took it the wrong way. So this is, like, the aftermath, and Camille is trying to, quote-unquote, do a nice thing by having everybody over for Saturday night for a dinner with her pizza ovens.
Very calculated dinner.
Oh, this is... Like, Camille was so pernicious this season. Like, she
knew exactly what she was doing. She was a very smart reality TV character before people...
Like, she played, fit that villain role without knowing. Like, I think she came onto this show, like, thinking basically she was doing all these people a favor by joining this show because she's somebody with real money, you know, and she's, and so she, like, did it, and she probably thought she was going to come off so well.
Pre-agency people, pre-agency.
Yes, he was still a part of Hilton and Highland. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, So she's talking to Taylor, and she's like, yeah, I want to do this, you know, I'll be cautiously optimistic. It's hard for me to forgive when somebody's crossed me. And then Taylor's like, okay, so it's just going to be the six of us. You know, she's like getting her bearings, and Camille's like, oh, no.
I have something up my sleeve.
She's like,
have you ever heard of a girlfriend named Allison Dubois?
You know that show Medium? It stars Patricia Arquette. It's on CBS. Kelsey and I produce it. Yeah, she's going to be stopping by, but she's off the clock, so don't even ask her to do anything. But she'll provide interesting conversation, like, maybe.
Yeah, she's not going to read anybody. She's just a guest. Off the clock.
Yeah, and I will tell her, like, I will tell her to keep it light, you know, nothing too heavy. I just have to make sure she doesn't get too drunk, because a lot of times she tends to hit below the belt. So, you know, we'll just watch the drinking.
Keep her away from the cocktail.
And by that, I mean I'm going to get my largest martini glasses ever made in the world, and I'm going to serve you alcohol soup.
Literally a soup bowl. A soup martini bowl.
Yeah, so... So Camille then has to invite all the other ladies, and they show Camille using a landline.
Okay, this was, like, my favorite thing ever. It felt, like, so, like, she had never used a phone before, and, like, trying to get in touch with these people. Like, I mean, everyone had cell phones at that point, but did you, like, not have your address book in your cell phone? Like, you didn't know who was calling, or was there caller ID on cell phones? Always? Yeah, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I just feel, so that's probably, like, the house phone. I bet there's, like, an intercom system, so that's the way, because remember their mansion was, like, 20 acres or something? It was, like, something crazy. It was, like, so big. Yeah. So I feel like that house probably, like, has an intercom to the other rooms.
Right.
And so she's like, I'm just going to make phone calls off of this. And she calls Kim and invites Kim to a cocktail party. And I was like, ooh, did Camille know already?
I don't think she didn't know yet. No,
okay.
No.
And then I was rolling when... She calls LVP.
Wait. Also, I think Kim was, like, drunk and out of it when she called.
Probably. I think she
was, like... Yeah, it seemed odd. The phone conversation, like, she was there, but it seems like she wasn't.
Yeah, well, that pretty much sums up Kim in a nutshell, I think.
Right.
like the lights on, but nobody's home.
Right, yeah.
But then it was also funny because she's like, oh, just in case I don't get a hold of your sister, like, you could let her know, too. She's like,
but I'm going to call her right now.
Yeah, the producers say I have to invite her. But, and then, yeah, so then she calls LVP, and LVP is like, hello, can you speak up? Like, I can't hear you. Like, hello? Wait, okay, hold on. Yeah, you sound good. And Camille's just like, Lisa, can you hear me now? Okay, hold on. Can you hear me now? And it's her voicemail.
It's like the lamest voicemail ever.
I used to do that on like my phone at like when I was like 12 years old.
Your landline, yeah. Yeah,
when I had like a landline and I had like, I found out that my, like, I don't think the kid line. My mom knew, or it was when we had dial-up internet. So you'd get like a different phone line to do the dial-up so your regular phone could still get calls. And so I would use that as my line.
Totally.
And so like.
We had a kid line, yeah.
Yeah. We also had, did you ever have 262 warm? And it was like. It's like the kid's hotline where you could call if you like wanted to talk to somebody. We were horrible children. And so we'd call like 262 warm and be like, I'm sad. And be like, we're like horrible children. Like, this is why I'm gonna die alone, is for all these bad things I did as a kid. But like, or like, we three-way call as like Mean Girls, where you're like, see, Gretch, she's not mad at you. Told you, bye. You do the three-way calling.
No, like, I wouldn't do that. No.
You wouldn't three-way call?
No, I'd three-way call, but the person knew they were online.
Oh, yeah.
That's not cool.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm paying for it now.
Yeah. Karma.
Yeah, here it is. Karma, not the Jersey Shore Club.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got to you.
Okay. So then she, like, calls Kyle, and Kyle is, like, so, like, okay. Like, she's so scared. She's like,
wait, this Saturday night? You want me to come over this Saturday? I have like, a dinner with a friend. Let me see if I can get out of it. Actually, can the friend just come?
Yeah. You know that Kyle was like, but I am not going to this by myself. Like, there's no way. It probably wasn't even Faye, but she was like, I gotta find a friend to come with me.
That was like fast thinking on your feet, though.
I know. Props to Kyle. Like, she was like,
no. You know what? I'm gonna get some sidekicks.
Yeah.
And I know exactly who. The more corrupt. Hey.
TMCFR. TMCFR. Oh. I love that. I mean, remember when I went to Portland, she was on my flight.
Never forget.
But okay. So basically.
Tire. Look nice.
So then we like screen. We go over to LVP's house while she's getting ready and like Rocio. And I'm like, oh, she's not scrubbing the floor with a toothbrush. Like, she's hanging out there giving tea to Miss Lisa.
And hand delivering her Louis Vuittons.
Yes. And then we go to Kai.
Louis Vuitton himself.
Oh yeah. Oh the wait. Oh the
I
Christian.
Like that was fake. Wait. I mean yeah the
Christian Louis Vuittons. Yeah. Oh yeah. Those, and that's the ones that say pinky on it. Two pinky love God. Christian. But okay. So then we go to Kyle's and Pamela the hairdresser, and I think this is Pamela has been the one that has been doing Kyle's hair like all these years.
They gave her that bad haircut?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping she just does the blowouts, because seriously, that haircut, she rocked that haircut for like 5 seasons.
Yeah.
It was not good. Okay, but little Portia was so cute.
Yeah, all the girls are kind of just like watching Kyle get ready, sweet.
Yeah, and then
in their old house.
Then we go over to Camille, and Camille's friend Dee Dee.
Dee Dee was in the show a lot.
Dee Dee was like
those first seasons.
I remember when they were okay. So they go to like Hawaii, and Dee Dee. I think Dee Dee and Camille smoked a lot of weed in Hawaii.
I could see that. Dee Dee seems like that.
And Dee Dee is like, you've just helped me so much. And Camille, like, I think she literally at one point goes, "I'm like Jesus."
No, that Dee Dee girl like just did whatever Camille wanted.
Oh,
like,
whatever. She's doing her makeup. And she's like, and this is one of her closest friends. I'm like, is Dee Dee a paid friend, though?
It seems like an assistant. Right. And then they go into her closet, which is, like, atrocious. Like, there's shit everywhere in this closet. Like,
so her closet is bigger than my apartment right now.
It was huge, but just so much shit.
There was so much. And, like, I really need someone to clean it.
They would, like... Oh my gosh, people would never have that kind of closet now, I feel like. It would be like so Now they're like shopping malls. They're like stores. You like walk into your closet and it's like a store, like LVP's.
Yeah, but and she's like, I just like love to collect lingerie. I mean, I don't wear it for Kelsey because he stopped having sex with me because he's having an affair with this girl. But like, I like to prance around in my closet in my lingerie. You know, it makes me feel good. Reminds me of the Playboy days. I wasn't naked. I had on lingerie, so that's why it's okay.
Yeah. Screw you, Camille.
Yeah, so then I laugh, though, because when now we're all going. We're on our way to this dinner party. And Taylor picks up Adrian in a white limo, and I'm just laughing because, again, this is before Ubers.
I feel like the OC girls will still get, they don't even get a driver, like, they'll get a limo.
Yeah, it just was, like, so funny because it was, like, a big white limo, and I was like, what is this, like, the 80s, like, the Wedding Singer kind of deal? Like, why do we have that?
So bad.
Yeah, and so they pick up Adrian, and they're like, okay, let's go get Lisa, and they literally just drive across the street, and I'm like
the limo goes up on the curb. Like, yeah. I was like, oh, they're hedging.
But I was also laughing because I was like, you know, neither of them were like, why don't I just walk over to your house? They both were like, no, the limo can pick me up at my house. Like, Adrian wouldn't walk to Lisa's, and you know Lisa's not walking over to Adrian's. Like, they're like, no, uh-uh.
Adrian's outfit is insane. She's wearing, like,
oh my God, it's
black,
like,
tights that have, like, a pattern on them, or what's that called?
Like fishnets? Like, yeah, they were, like, yeah, it was a weird look.
And then this, like,
pencil skirt.
Yeah. And then this, like, horrible pink top. This fashion, this is from, I'm not quite sure what year this is from.
I want to say it's like relatively,
I mean, not that long
ago. I want to say it's relatively the same of like that, 2008 maybe.
This fashion was bad from the beginning.
Well, remember, like, Adrian, I mean, used to have tinsel, she'd have tinsel extensions. It's so bad. Okay,
like bubblegum lipstick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills started October 14th, 2010.
Okay. Yeah, that seems about more right.
Yeah. So this is 8 years ago.
And then Lisa Vanderpump's style has not evolved at all.
The exact same. She's still wearing those collar shirts. Are, like,
out more.
Yeah, and she has like a bigger butt now too, but she had like a pencil skirt.
She looks a lot different, and I don't know what it is. She looks old, though. Always looked old.
Yeah, I actually think she looks... I think she, like, whatever she's done to her face has actually made her look older. I mean, I know it's 8 years, but I think she looks better now, or in these episodes, than she does now. I wonder if it's the eyebrows.
Like a mature look to her.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, Taylor's like, if you can't be my friend, just please don't be my enemy.
Can I have some cotton candy?
She's like, Okay, so then...
I heard she is, like, an alcoholic. I've, like, people have, like, wrote us in and was like, Taylor Armstrong, like, stayed at my resort in Mexico with me, and she was just, like, wasted the entire time, like, yelling at the staff.
Well, you know she lives in Corona Del Mar now. Like, maybe we gotta get her on Real Housewives of Orange County.
I could so see her there. And with Melissa Gorga.
No, I think that's false rumor. I think she's just doing it for attention. However, I do think I'm waiting for, because it hasn't happened yet, but I'm waiting for a crossover for one of the housewives of any franchise to join another one.
Yeah, that would be like really fun.
Like, why can't we do that?
I have a prediction.
What is it?
I think Melissa Gorga's going to join OC.
No.
Okay. Fine. No. Stay tuned.
Okay. So Kim is like, Kim wasn't protecting Kyle in New York because Kim was a drunk at that point. Remember, there's like, Taylor talks about how there were empty bottles and everything. And so Kyle was kind of covering it up at that point. So Kim was already falling off the wagon. And so she didn't have Kyle's back. And I don't think she could even defend Kyle because she was drunk at the time when all this happened. So Kim's like, my loyalty is to my sister. You know, like, I wouldn't hang out with Camille. Like, she's like doing some like damage control because of what's happened.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free. With Way, you can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Right.
So she hops, so Kyle ends up bringing Faye Resnick. And, you know, she's like, I didn't tell Faye anything because I wanted Faye to have her own opinion. I'm like, bullshit, yeah, Kyle.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Yeah, you right. Told Faye because
that's
you
want to.
Yeah, and that's fine. Have your backup. Just be honest with us.
Right. Okay, so then they go into the party, and literally the biggest martinis are served. And Allison is already like, I didn't even have a glass before I came. I'm going to be a good girl tonight.
She's so weird.
This is like new friends that may turn into old friends. Like, so creepy. Like, there's something behind those eyes.
And it's called the devil. Like, she just, and so it's funny though, because like Dee Dee's like, oh, do you know who this is? Yeah, have you heard of the show Medium? And like LVP is just like, huh, I guess I'm gonna have to watch it now. And you know, like when somebody says something like that, it just like takes the air out of their balloon. Like, what the fuck? Like, you don't know who I am? Like, huh.
Right.
Like, I can't picture LVP watching TV.
I agree. Well, maybe Pump Rolls, but
Now, but I don't think like her and Ken, when they're like relaxing, like they're like, let's just put the
dogs
together.
They're reading the paper.
Yeah. They're like old souls. Okay. Like, what's a TV?
Right. I also would like, how much is Alison Dubois making off of this show? I feel like zero. Like, they just based it on her life.
They probably paid her like a lump sum of like.
Exactly.
Or they probably bought, like, I wonder if it's, like, they bought, like, the rights to her book or something, you know? And so then they have her, quote-unquote, consult, and they're like, here, we'll give you the day rate for union, and it's, like, $100 a day or something. Like, we only need you for 2 days a month.
Right. And then she's like, I'm currently studying serial killers.
Yeah, she's so weird. Like,
okay. So then she's like, you know, I'm like still young. So yeah. When Saturday hits, I get all, what are we going to do? And it's a girls' night. We're like not supposed to be good. We're supposed to be really bad in a controlled setting.
Yeah, this is after, like, this is like when they've all sat down at dinner. They've all sat down at dinner, and Camille's like, Allison and Dee Dee are going to sit next to me because they're the guests of honor. And she's like, I mean, you're all my guests of honor, but like, they're my guests of honor. And then you could just see the look in Allison's eyes where she's like, it's showtime.
Get that e-cigarette ready, baby.
Yeah, so then she's like, I like hanging out with alpha females because you're intelligent and pretty. And we're all alphas. And I'm like, let's be clear of who's an alpha at this table. Dee Dee, definitely not.
Yeah.
I would say Taylor, definitely not. I would say Kim Richards, absolutely not. Would you throw anybody else into that? Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily know if Kyle's an alpha.
Yeah. Well, she's a girl's girl.
Yeah, she's a girl's girl. So then I'm like laughing too, because then like Camille's talking to Kyle and she's like, hey Kyle, who is Faye?
Well, this was so good. But could you imagine if Faye Resnick just shows up at your house? You're like, oh, it's fucking Faye Resnick. Like, everyone knows who Faye Resnick is.
Yeah, but still,
and
she's
Courtney,
like,
Courtney once was on a plane with her.
Yeah. But she's like, who is Faye? As if, like, Faye's just not there. Like, oh, know how I know her? I saw her naked in Playboy. That's how I know her. She posed naked in Playboy after the OJ trial. That's how. And it's, like, so awkward because Faye's just sitting there, like, listening to this, obviously.
I think Faye took it really well. Like, yes. If someone did that and, like, called me out and said I'm in Playboy in front of the whole table.
After
which,
OJ.
That was from 1994. This is, like, 15 years ago. Like, she wants to move forward.
Yeah, and then, but then, Camille, right, like, then they, like, go to Camille's talking head, and it's where she's delivered the bet. Like, it is stuck with
this
Faye.
This is an iconic line.
It is stuck with Faye, and since this season, like, she's never been able to get, like, anybody who refers to her always refers to her as, the morally corrupt Faye Resnick.
So good.
TMCFR. But
also, I feel like Kyle brought Faye to, like, become maybe a housewife for the next season.
Oh, for sure.
This was like an introduction. I would love to see Faye as a full-time housewife.
Ugh, hard pass. When she went after Brandy in, like, season 3 or 4, whatever she went after Brandy, she's like, you can carry as many Chanel bags as you'd like, but you'll never be a lady. I'm like, Faye, do better. This is your...
No, that's a great line!
No. Hard pass on Faye. She's boring. She bores me.
No. I completely disagree.
But then, yeah.
Anyone involved in the Simpson trial, like, I want to talk to them.
No, like, I want Kris Jenner to join the cast. Or, like, Linda Thompson.
Linda Thompson would be good.
Like, Faye is fine as a friend of, because, like, I don't need to see her interior designs. Like, there were, like, seasons when she was, like, really a friend of, and I'm like, I don't care, Faye. I don't care. You're tacky. I like that. But then Camille's like, I have to say, I loved your spread. And someone was like, literally. It's so, like, so, broke it up.
And then it was so smart of Kyle. Kyle's like, Camille, didn't you do Playboy? Like, you're trying to shame Faye for doing Playboy, and you did the same shit. Oh, wait, you didn't get on the cover. You had to do, like, the website, a.k.a. lingerie line, a.k.a., like, the stuff people don't even see.
Yeah, and she's like,
you're not even good enough to get the cover.
Yeah, she's like, that's how I met Kelsey. And I'm like, so basically you were in, like, this, like, lingerie Playboy, like, book. And then Kelsey basically flipped the page, saw you, and was like, I want that. So, like, basically, you're a mail order American bride.
I mean, she lives in Malibu. Got that house.
Yeah. And so, and then Kim, like, trying to, like, she was, like, trying to, you know, you could tell, like, okay, I got to, like, try to make things like, every
game. Being nervous. Yeah. I have to talk. People will know I'm drunk if I talk.
Yeah, but she's like, if I don't talk. You know, they want Kyle and I to do it as sisters, like, talking about Playboy, and, like, everyone was laughing. I'm like, good job, Kim. You're really trying to break the ice and, like, diffuse the situation. She's like, I want one of those goddamn martinis.
Well, and I wonder if this time, like, she was, like, faking the drinking, like.
We didn't see her drink anything throughout the episode because I watched back for it. I watched to see if she was drinking at any point, because it's like, now that if I knew then what I know now.
Right. Well, but also, don't you feel like, I know we're kind of cutting ahead, but when she is in the limo ride on the way home alone, she seemed wasted.
Yeah, she really did.
But not at the dinner party.
Yeah, I agree. But so then it's like, we've got Adrian, who's like now narrating for us, and she's like, so I watched Allison take about two to three of those very strong cocktails. And this is like when shit just starts. And now, mind you, if you've also seen the behind the scenes of season 1 of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the producers talk about it and they say, we were packing up all of our stuff at this point. Like, okay, we got dinner party stuff. This is great. Like, we've done all this. Like, we are literally packing up our stuff. Like, okay, we're going to let him finish dinner. We're done for the night. And they said, and then once we saw Alison Dubois getting drunk, we unpacked all of our stuff, like, immediately.
You're like, we gotta stay for this.
Could you imagine?
Once they saw that e-cigarette, it was like the shining Jack Nicholson. Yeah. Like,
she, like, Luanda.
Yes.
But this is so, what's funny, though, is, like, at that point, too, e-cigs, like, were very, like, seldom. No, like, people did not have them, but now people are, like, vaping or they have Juuls, like, you know, so it's, like, totally different. But, like, when she had that, it was like, what the hell is that? Like, nobody's ever seen these e-cigs. Like, she was a trendsetter, if
they
you will.
She thought it was safe. They were like, she must have taken it from the, like, set of Medium show. Like, everyone, it was like a prop.
Like, it was so, but it was so funny. She's just smoking it and just, like, like, letting it out, like, and then
she was like so much smoke, an exorbitant amount of smoke,
which is so weird because, like, people don't smoke e-cigs, like, at a dinner party, like, at a table. It's so ridiculous.
But then she was just at a girl's night, like, having a night off. I'm not here to work.
Yeah. And then she started going dark because she's like, I head tap a lot of people. And LVP is like, are you head tapping me right now? Is my granny here?
Is Nanny K here?
And, like, she never said Nanny K, but now that we know how close Lisa was to her grandma, we know she's talking about Nanny K. Kyle should have been listening.
Yeah, yeah.
But
well, it was also kind of interesting because Kyle's on like the opposite end of the table.
Yeah.
Like they're like really far apart to be having a fight. Like you're having to fight over three other people.
Yeah. And you know, and so Lisa's like still trying to like, you know, get information from Allison. She's like, I'm off the clock. And as like, as she started to go dark, you see Camille literally pull away a martini from Allison. She's like, uh-huh. And Allison's like puffing on the e-cig. And then when we see her again, she's got another full martini. I'm like, yeah. Who's serving this girl?
Yeah. No, and then, so the girls are all kind of probing her, though. Like, they're really fascinated. They've had their drinks. They want to get some kind of reading.
Oh, they're
like,
definitely well, just, poking
like, don't
the
tell
bowl.
Us the bad stuff. They're like, just don't tell us the bad stuff. Can't you, like, tell us the good stuff kind of thing? And she's like, don't tempt me.
Yeah, and Kyle's just like, I'm going to keep going with this. Like, what does that mean, don't tempt me? What does that mean? And, like, you could tell Allison's like, I'm going to fuck with you right here. She's like, fine, you want to know something? You want to know something? Have you been married twice? And Kyle's like, yeah. And she's like, oh, well, this is your last
good.
Marriage. Yeah, good. I guess it's good news. This is your last marriage. And she's like, yeah, you know, if my husband ever leaves, I'm going to go with him. And she, this is the iconic line. Mary, go ahead.
If your husband, okay. he, if Mary's your husband leaves,
no, just okay, start sorry. Here.
He will never emotionally fulfill you. Know that. As soon as your kids get older and they're gone, you'll have nothing in common.
And Kyle
dun,
like,
dun, dun!
Yeah, know that. That was like Allison's, that was like the way for her to end any statement. She kept being like, know that, know that. Like, she just was like, no. And you should put your walls down and be friends with females because you're just all, you only like to hang out with guys, you know?
Which I would not describe that as Kyle.
No, Kyle's like, I think I'm a girl's girl. And Camille's like, yeah, that sounds more like me, to be honest. And it's like, clearly Allison's reading Camille this whole time. She's like, Camille's like, you know, girls are catty and they're really judgmental towards me. And I can't, like, understand why.
She was just such the classic villain in this.
Oh, yeah. And she's like, I didn't tell Allison anything about New York. And Allison's like, no, you hesitate. And she's like, it would never be me to, you know, put somebody's opinions in their own mind. And Faye's like, yeah, I don't believe that. You must not be good friends.
My abilities are telling me no.
Yeah. And she's like, what? You don't think we're good friends? She's like, no, I don't. And I was like, oh, shit, man. And everybody just in between is like trying to like turtle their heads back in of like, oh, God, this is so awkward. And then
Kyle's like, yeah. You know what? You're boring me to Allison.
Yeah. It's so funny. And she's like, I have books written on me and by me and television shows based on me. So you can take a flying leap. You have two legs the last time we checked. And it was like, okay. Like, it was just like going crazy. And then like, and then she kept being like, you are not interesting to me at all, so you continue being interested in me. You have two legs too, you can walk. And it's like, okay, so she keeps telling Faye and Kyle they need to take their two legs and walk. It's like, stop drinking.
It's getting like really, really heated at this point though.
Yeah, and then somehow Kim and Taylor start fighting because New York gets brought up again.
Well, Taylor says like to Adrian, like, let's like stand up and stop this. And then Kim says, well, why don't you stop this? Like, she just chimes in. She wants to pounce on Taylor.
Yeah, it's so weird.
And then Taylor,
she's like, why don't you blow up your lips some more?
Yeah. And then she goes, and then she gets up and just goes, enough, enough, enough. We are not these kind of ladies. Like,
yeah.
Stop this. We're better than this. Like, basically, like, don't do this in front of the fucking cameras. Like, yeah. You are looking bad.
Yeah, and then Camille again talking, she's like, obviously it's jealousy. Like, Kyle's jealous of me.
And the funniest part about this is, like, literally Camille's marriage is falling apart, and she's trying to make it look like
Kyle. Do you think she knows at this point? You think that Camille knows that Kelsey's cheating, or she has, like, maybe some idea of it?
I do.
Yeah.
This was, like, to go after someone in such a different, in a way that you're going down for, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like she wanted to set up Kyle.
Yeah,
and so basically,
maybe take the story off her.
Yeah,
plan the story.
So then basically, like Allison's like getting wasted, and Taylor's like, once she says that, she's like, we all have to go. Like, this is just like getting horrible. Like, this is not good. But little does Taylor know that this is like one of the most iconic episodes to come from Housewives. So
yeah,
it's very lovely. So they are like all leaving, and like Allison's still drunk. So like the ladies like kind of all leave, and they're like in the other room, and it's like Camille and Allison and Dee Dee, and Allison is just like going off. She's like, live life large and make no apologies for who you are. Fuck them. I could tell you when she will die and what will happen to her family. I love that about me. Just puffing on that e-cig, drinking her martini, and I'm like, oh my God.
Dee Dee literally looks at the camera crew at this point, like, eyes them like, holy shit, like, this is not, like, please, happen? Like, oh my gosh. And she's like, Kyle's a little bitch. She's a ringleader. Kyle is every girl in high school that made someone kill themselves. I want to shove this up her fucking ass.
Referring to the
e-cigarette. Yeah. But I think she's in need of a bigger one.
To even feel it. Bitch is a one-syllable word for a reason. That's all they understand. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Insane. Like, your hatred is so freaking weird. And then she's like, yeah, Kyle is a conspirator. Know that. Like, that, know that comes off. It comes right. Again. Uh-huh. And then at this point, too, all the girls are leaving. And, like, I was laughing out loud when they're like, what the fuck just happened? Like, oh, my God, I can't even believe this. And, like, Kim and Kyle are fighting. And they're like, and then the sprinklers go off.
Oh, my God.
Camille, to this day, still says, she's like, I swear I did not turn the sprinklers on. Like, I think that's just the automatic time. She's like, but watching that episode is hilarious to see that happen.
So funny.
And then
Allison DeBois is still going psycho. She's like, if any of their children disappeared, they wouldn't be like, you were wrong. They'd be like, can you help me? I'm like, oh my God, this is just getting too dark and creepy.
Well, and then she's like, you know, Camille and them are talking about like Maurizio basically. And she's like, Allison, I think you were like right about her husband. You know, you were right about the family dynamic. Like, and she's like, Maurizio loves his nannies. He loves women in general. Not saying he's cheating, but just that he like really loves women. And it's like,
that was so fucked.
That was so fucked.
That's so bad.
But it's also like,
they have that whole like cheating scandal the next season that Maurizio was a cheater.
That's when Brandy came in or whatever with the magazines. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just was like, and then it was like, yeah, but Camille, this is what's happening to you.
Right.
So then I like laughed.
And that was like a full-blown made-up storyline. I'm sorry. If these people are cheating, everyone's videoing it. Like,
yeah,
people can't get away with shit now. Tristan Thompson, you know, like.
Yeah, trash can
people
Tristan.
Know.
Yes, we all know. We all know. But then it's like funny too. So Kyle's basically like, Kim, you get in your own limo. The rest of me and the girls, we're going to the polo lounge. And like Kim's like, oh, okay, fine. And I'm like, oh shit, she's probably drinking all the alcohol that's
in literally
there.
Like had a flask in the car, like guzzled it down, and then just keeps on calling them. Literally, Kyle picks up her phone. She's like, oh, Kim's calling. Like, yeah, look of disgust on her face. Like, oh. My sister's calling me. I just saw her.
Kim like called like 5 times in a row, just being like, Kyle. And this was also,
I would have loved to see the polo lounge.
Weren't they? I don't know if this happened. I started falling asleep at the end of the episode. Sorry, but weren't they also looking at Camille's Playboy spread on their like BlackBerry phones at that point?
Oh, I did not see that, but I hope.
I know that they were, but I can't remember if it was this episode or another episode, but they definitely were looking at her Playboy spread, being like, oh, this isn't Spread Eagle sort of thing. And then it was just like, and Allison's still going off at the house, and she's like, Camille's like, you know, I don't have any intention of being friends with them. And she's like, friends? They can't even spell friend. That's a negative. And I was like, what the fuck, Allison?
Didn't Allison like never speak to Camille after this episode?
Yeah, so
they like were never friends again after this.
And Andy Cohen had said like he asked Allison DeBois to come on Watch What Happens Live, and he said he's basically told him to fuck off.
And now I've seen her in like some murder mystery shows now.
Oh yeah, she's like totally different now.
Yeah, she's.
I mean, looking. I don't know how she is personally. I'm sure that this was a rude awakening for her. Like it was just so.
Do you think any of her readings are actually accurate?
Well, we've had this conversation. You definitely believe in that.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know how much I believe in it.
Mm-hmm. So, I think there's good ones out there.
I mean, her reading with Camille was accurate, but it was just a reading to Kyle, but it was about Camille.
Yeah.
And I think, and Camille's getting remarried, so maybe this is Camille's last marriage.
I like it.
I mean, so I think that there's truth. I think there's truth, but I think that also, like, a lot of things also can happen. Like, I don't know. I don't know how one gets the medium gift and how they figure out how to, like, quote unquote, use it. Whatever.
I think everyone has psychic abilities.
I mean, I have deja vu all the time.
That means you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Living my life?
Yes. Okay. Breathing.
Oh, good, good, good. Woo! Doing that great.
Good job.
But, okay. Well, that was fun.
Yeah. So, guys, tune in to season one, episode 9.
Mm-hmm. On Hulu.
And enjoy.
Yeah. And if
the
you
Real
guys...
Housewives of Beverly Hills. And if you come, have any... Give us some... good episodes to review.
Yes, I was just going to say. Archive. Yeah, we would love to record more of these fun episodes. So if you have an idea for any of the Bravo shows, let us know.
Okay, toodaloo.
Bye.
I don't know why I said that.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.